Country Club FM. Cowboy Joe, you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Cowboy Church, you know what? We are. We're ready to go. You know, you're so good, I'm not even going to break out Virtual Neil today. We'll save him for tomorrow.
All right. Well, you know, he just sounds kind of cool when he kind of just slides in there.
He is. It's very smooth. Thursday, July 11th, 192nd day of the year, 173 left. It was this date, 1804. Remember, they could still, dueling was still legal. If you needed to settle an argument, you could go and duel. And that happened this date. Aaron Burr, third vice president of the U.S., had a little conundrum, a little disagreement with former Treasury Secretary Alexander Hamilton. A lot of people know him just as Hamilton now because, of course, he's a big Broadway star. But it was this date that Burr shot Hamilton. Hamilton would later die in their infamous duel in New Jersey. Should we bring dueling back, Joe?
Well, you know, I think it would be. It wouldn't be a good thing because I still wouldn't be here. And because if it was legal, I would have done it.
You would have had several people you would have wanted to duel with.
Well, not several.
Are you pretty quick draw?
Maybe one or two.
Are you a quick draw?
Well, in my younger years, I was a quick draw.
Ah, 1804. So 1914, Babe Ruth made his major league debut. The Boston Red Sox had acquired his rights from the Baltimore Orioles, the minor league team. And then Boston put him in the lineup, and he defeated Cleveland. He was the pitcher. Of course, he pitched early in his career, and he was a pretty good one, too.
Yeah, he was a very good
one. So that was the state, 1914. In 67, Kenny Rogers put together a band.
Jumped in to see what condition my condition was in.
When I think Kenny Rogers, I think psychedalia, don't you?
I do, too.
Psychedelic rock?
Yep.
That's the first edition. Just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
So
he went from the new Christy Minstrels to that. So, obviously, he wanted to break out. There was an inner rock guy, and then, of course, he eventually went to country. So, he's been all over the map, really, when you think of Kenny Rogers.
Yeah, he was far-reaching. He tried different things to see how it all worked out for him.
So that was in 1967. 1979, was that the sky? The sky was falling. No, it was Skylab.
The remains of Skylab crashed to Earth at about 5:30 this evening, and a sizable proportion of them landed in Australia. The 77 tons...
Poor Australia. They get everybody's junk. I mean, that was a penal colony and a penal island for so long, and then we dumped Skylab on them. I'm sure the garbage barge from New York eventually ended in Australia. Poor Australians.
I'm sure every time we launch something, they're worried about it landing on them.
Yeah. So remember that Skylab, 1970. I remember looking up in the sky when they say it was coming down, not realizing it wasn't even in the same hemisphere. So that was in 79. 1990 in New York. In the news.
Police arrested Jerome Wright today after three dart victims picked him out of lineups. Police spotted him in Midtown as someone who matched the description of Dartman on Wednesday and took his name and address. They called him and asked him to come down to the Midtown South precinct yesterday. Wright is a messenger, so he was on the streets in Midtown.
So he was Dartman, and that isn't any kind of a secret identity. He's not a superhero or anything like that. This is a guy who was shooting women with darts. I don't know if he had a blow gun or if he threw them like he was playing darts at the bar, but he stabbed over 50 women throwing darts at them.
Oh, I didn't know it was that many. I just thought it was a few.
That was from 1990. Liam Neeson was in the news in 2000 this day.
I was on this Harley Davidson. I was like, yeah, like 26 miles an hour. I remember looking at the gauge before the deer came out. 26 miles an hour. Yeah.
Did you bruise the deer at all? Or?
The deer kind of went.
Yeah, the deer was
You know what? That deer, he looked for Liam Neeson. He found Liam Neeson. And I don't think he killed him, but he had words with him because he had a special set of skills. So Liam Neeson broke his pelvis. He hit a deer. And as you could hear right there, him talking to Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show, he's only going 26 miles an hour. So I'm assuming the deer survived. Although 26 can be surprising.
Yeah, 26 is kind of on the edge where something could get broken.
Liam Neeson, I love his accent. 2000 this day was when he had that accident.
When she died this afternoon in Austin, Lady Bird Johnson was surrounded by her family, including her daughters, Linda Bird Robb, wife of former Virginia Senator Chuck Robb, and Lucy Baines Johnson, who once said, "My mother made her own unique imprint on this land."
Everybody in that family had to have the same initials, LBJ, including their daughters. Any fond recollections of Lady Bird Johnson, Pastor Joe?
Yeah, you know, I just remember some things about her. She was a little bit, you know, she was so out there. Whenever she had an opportunity when she was on camera, she made sure she kind of made everybody know that she was there.
And she planted a lot of the flowers around the White House. She was very into that. Had a good green thumb. She died on this date at the age of 94.
Sherwood Schwartz, a prolific television writer and producer who created two of the most iconic series of the 1960s and 70s, Gilligan's Island and The Brady Bunch, died at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles on Tuesday.
I don't think I would be here without either Gilligan's Island or The Brady Bunch. I don't think I would have been able to survive my childhood without those two shows. So I have a lot that I need to credit Sherwood Schwartz with.
I agree. Those were great shows.
He passed away this date. He not only was he a great producer, director, he also wrote the themes to both of those songs and shows. That was 2011. 2011 as well. If you think our years are short, the year goes too fast, we're already talking about the state fair and football and training camp and all this stuff, you know where you should move to? Neptune. Because on this date in 2011, Neptune finally completed a year since its discovery, September 23rd, 1846. So from 1846, September 23rd, until this date, 2011, that's how long it took Neptune to revolve around the Earth.
Wow.
Or, excuse me, around the Sun on its orbit. That's a long, long year. It was a very long year. But if you move there, I recommend you bring a scarf.
Okay.
If you do go to Neptune. And then
how about my cowboy hat?
Probably not.
Okay.
This was the exit Guzman used for his great escape. Just before 9 p.m. Saturday, he stepped into the shower in his maximum security cell and never came out.
El Chapo, he dematerialized, basically, in his cell this date in Mexico. We did eventually catch him again. El Chapo escaping this date, 2015. Birthday time now.
A little sleep is all we're losing. It's up to us to do the choosing. Let's make a little magic for the night is through.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band's Jeff Hanna. Happy birthday today. 72 for Jeff Hanna. The Dirt Band, as they were known when this song was a hit, they went from Nitty Gritty Dirt Band to Dirt Band, The Dirt Band, and then back to Nitty Gritty. They're in Piers this weekend for the Freedom Fest.
Oh.
That's exciting. So, Jeff Hanna, happy birthday. Do you remember the ventriloquist from Soap, the TV show?
I should have married her.
Bob, look, you did the right thing. I mean, there's no way to tell if that baby is yours or not.
I don't know. I guess I'll always wonder if it looks like me, you know. The hair, the eyes, the grain.
Jay Johnson, who was a ventriloquist, playing as Chuck and Bob on Soap. He's 70. Here today on Animal House, there was a D-Day. He's playing that on his throat.
That's the William Tell Overture.
Yep. That's Bruce McGill, who was D-Day. He was in My Cousin Vinny, Silkwood, and some others. But that's quite a talent, and he actually did do that. That wasn't dubbed in. He actually did that.
Yep,
Bruce
yep.
McGill, 69, on our birthday list.
I know that we can. I know Don Wade.
One of the original Pointer Sisters, Bonnie Pointer, is 69. She left before they had all their real success in the late 70s and early 80s. She wanted a solo career. May not have been the best decision, but maybe she's still okay with it. We don't know. We'd have to ask. She is 69. Oh, by the way, I'm giving away tickets to the Thursday night edition of the Twin Cities Summer Jam a week from tonight at Canterbury Park, so listen for your chance. It will be an almanac quiz, and Joe, you are not eligible.
Oh, you always tell me that.
I know. That's right.
Dr. Evil, I want you to meet your son.
My son?
Yeah. Scott!
Here's one more.
Ringing defend box!
She was Frau Farbissina. She was the ruler of the militant wing, or the leader of the militant wing of the Salvation Army, from the Austin Powers movie. Mindy Sterling, 66, here today. She was one of the sisters. Cela Ward.
The finish line. Still got a couple months to go before that.
Remind me the next time I volunteer to carry a baby for one of you not to do it when it's 101. Try 103.
Cela Ward. She's somewhere in there on the show Sisters. She is 63 on our birthday list here this morning. Sounds like Del Reeves, Girl on the Billboard. No, actually, it's Suzanne Vega. She's about ready to have some coffee and maybe toast at Tom's Diner. Suzanne Vega is 60 today. The Tool Time Girl, not Pamela Anderson, but the second one. Tool Time.
Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool Time!
That's right. Big for Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Debbie Dunning. She was Heidi on Home Improvement. You remember that, don't you, Joe?
I do remember the Home Improvement. I used to watch it all the time.
53 for her. And our rappers of the day, Lil Kim and Lil Zane. 37 and 44. Happy birthday. I won't tell you which is which. Lil Kim, because you never, Lil Kim, she's a female rapper. You don't want to give her age out. Lil Kim, 64. 44. Lil Zane is 37. Lil Zane, 37. Go ahead.
I was just going to think it's going to be hard for you to be able to find a rapper at 74.
Go ahead.
All righty. Well, this is a big one. Former president John Quincy Adams was born in 1767.
He was quite a medical examiner as well, if you remember.
So I want to ask you, what number was he the president of the United States?
Not five, not seven. He was sixth.
Oh, you have it right in front of you.
No, of course not. I know the first ten.
I'm sure.
But we don't have time to go through it. We don't have time to go through it.
Who's fifth?
Well, that was Millard Fillmore. No, I don't. Move on.
Okay. Author E.B. White, born 1899. He penned Charlotte's Web. Remember Charlotte's Web?
I love Charlotte's Wilbur.
Yeah. An Academy Award-winning actor, Yul Brynner, born 1920.
Moses. The foot of a slave is on the neck of Egypt. You were saved from the Nile to be a curse upon me. Your shadow fell between me and my father. Between me and my fame.
Poor Ramses. He lost.
He had one of the most famous bald heads in all through all the movie times.
No. Yeah. I would still take Kojak over Yul Brynner as far as bald heads. Then Picard is right up there, too.
Patrick Stewart. He's in line, but Yul Brynner takes them all. And his other credits, you know, he had movies Solomon and Sheba in The Magnificent Seven. Of course, I've seen that many times. Actress Brett Summers.
What I like to think of myself as being all-American girl.
She was the queen of Match Game and married to Jack Klugman.
Wow. You know, she was the Odd Couple and Perry Mason, so she was quite the girl. Then singer and actor, you're going to remember this guy, Tab Hunter.
Young love.
Wasn't he a teen heartthrob?
Oh, he was.
Tab Hunter. You know, you need to name more of your children these days over and after keys on the keyboard. Shift, caps lock, tab, control,
there you go.
Enter Ericsson, F3. If I have a kid, it's going to be F3.
Tell me that your love is,
and they're all gone,
but not forgotten.
All right, very Alrighty. Good. Joe, thank you for your help here. You certainly did need it.
You certainly did.
Thursday night next week. I got that. Thursday night next week, a week from tonight. I apologize to the person who almost won them yesterday when I said, no, it's coming up this Thursday. He got shortchanged. I wish I knew who you were, because I would offer you maybe some deals on Radio Bucks, or maybe some post-it notes here from the drawer. But it's actually next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I have Thursday night tickets to Canterbury Park and Twin Cities Summer Jam, REO Speedwagon, Rascal Flatts, among others. Call right now with this question. This is the question. I need you to come up with the answer here this morning. And, you know, I was just so enveloped in what you were doing and the magic and that that web that you were spinning here today, Joe. I forgot, totally forgot to even come up with a question. Let's say it's 1990. New York police arrested a man who was throwing something at women.
Oh.
And he stabbed over 50 women with these. Tell me what they called him. Who was this guy? He had a nickname. And it has to do with what he was stabbing and throwing at them, but he was something. He was whatever. Kind of sounded like a superhero. 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Joe, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We need to move on. We are way late to start this long stretch of music, including the new David Ball song coming up here before 10 o'clock. Would you like to start this Bobathon with Keith Whitley, It Ain't Nothing, Don Williams, It Must Be Love, or If the Good Die Young? That's a song from Tracy Lawrence.
If the Good Die Young.
Thank you, Joe.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.